Happy Friday to you with Bray Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. The Alarm, the passionate Welsh group, unfairly compared, I think, to U2, mainly because they came to prominence around the same time in the 80s and kind of had that anthemic sound. Well, they are prepping for a busy 2019 with a reissue of their classic 85 album Strength due March 15th and a triple bill collaborative summer tour with fellow vet alt rockers Modern English and Jay Aston of Gene Loves Jezebel to play the Fine Line in Minneapolis August the 14th. Alarm frontman Mike Peters, a very, very generous guy. He was diagnosed with leukemia in 2005, recently received an MBE, or Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, from Prince Charles for his work in helping fellow cancer survivors. Happy to say Mike is doing pretty well now. Hey, just in time for Carnival, New Orleans honorary citizens Montreal's Win Butler and Regine Chassain of Arcade Fire are featured on a new version of Ico Ico by Haitian music collective La Coup Musique and New Orleans crew 79ers Gang. The reworking, both in English and Creole, features frequent Arcade Fire collaborators the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who not that long ago joined Regine Chassain in Haiti. She's from there originally. And that trip to her homeland inspired the Pres Hall Jazz Band to help her create the Crew Du Carnival Festival, which kicks off in New Orleans today and features Diplo. Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst, the super duo behind the band Better Oblivion Community Center, who surprise released their acclaimed self-titled debut last month, say their song Dylan Thomas was inspired by this conspiracy theory going around that President Donald Trump is secretly a mad super genius and, they say, is just pretending to be stupid. The theory also has Trump playing four-dimensional chess, which Connor and Phoebe mention in the song. On this day in music history, February 22, 1975, the Average White Band from Scotland went to the top of the U.S. charts with their horn-fueled instrumental Pick Up the Pieces. You know, maybe they should do this again, what with yesterday's sad news of Peter Tork's passing in 1986, MTV dedicated a full 22 hours to airing The Monkees. Speaking of New Orleans earlier, the man behind the big Alan Toussaint penned hit Mother-in-Law, Ernie Cato, would be 86. And that is a wrap for music news. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Detheridge. Have a great weekend and rock on.